USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has issued a new order allowing more ethanol in gasoline. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst releasing a phone call in which the president made the announcement.
I'm just putting out an order that our important ethanol industry will be allowed to use the 10% pumps for the 15% blend.
Ethanol, largely made from corn, the order allows states, if they choose to, replace gas with 10% ethanol content with so-called E15. It will benefit ethanol-producing states like Iowa, Nebraska, and Illinois. Peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban leaders getting underway yesterday in Qatar, a day after the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks that triggered U.S. involvement in Afghanistan. Many are pushing for the two sides to call for an immediate ceasefire. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real Realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says two deputies are fighting for their lives after being shot multiple times in Compton last night. The sheriff there is saying the male deputy and female deputy were ambushed as they sat in a patrol vehicle. They're in critical condition. The department also tweeting a video of the incident. The suspect's still at large. Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the two deputies had only been on the job for a little over a year.
These are real people doing a tough job, and it just shows just the dangers of the job. In the blink of an eye.
As search teams go through homes destroyed by massive wildfires in California and Oregon, officials in both states are bracing for a massive amount of lives lost because of the fires. One of those fires near Sacramento was blamed for 10 deaths already. Tropical Storm Sally expected to hit the Gulf Coast by either late tomorrow or early Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The city of Atlanta has issued a stop work order on construction at a Midtown parking deck, where a second collapse took place yesterday afternoon, injuring a worker on scene. A day after a collapse at the same structure injured 6 people. Florida has failed in its efforts to change voting laws when it comes to convicted felons. USA Radio's John Hunt has that story.
A federal appeals court in Florida ruled against felons seeking to restore their voting rights without first paying off court debts and fees, finding that a 2019 state law designed to curtail a successful ballot measure still created a clear path to the ballot box. The 6-4 ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is another victory for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who opposed lifting Florida's lifetime ban on voting for felons. The law calls for felons to include the exact amount in the court costs that they owe when they apply to vote with the Florida Department of State. Critics of the law argued that determining the cost was difficult, if not impossible, but the appellate panel determined that Florida was within its rights under the federal due process clause.
For the first time since March, the 9/11 Memorial Museum in New York City is open. On Friday, the 19th anniversary of the attacks, the museum opened its doors to 9/11 families. Yesterday, public admission resumed. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.